also would love to know, what is your take on when people keep saying, oh, pesa ni mali ya dunia.
Ni mali ya dunia, lakini tuko wapi?
Let's say, for example, you have money, unapata rich people problems. You start getting sick.
Nataka uniambie hizo rich people problems. Uniambie kama poor people don't have the same problems. Sanza.
Hi guys, this is your boy, The Melanin King, and this is the Melanin King channel. If it is your first time to be here, all I'm telling you is karibu, karibu sana. And today we have a very exciting video lined up for you. We are talking about, does money really make people happy? So I have a very exciting, not video, but guest, very non-popular and controversial sometimes, TikToker, TV producer. Oh my God, in national television. None other than Makofi! This is our guest.
Brandy Mora.
How are you?
I'm very fine. How are you?
How do you feel?
I'm feeling great.
Happy to have you here.
Me, happy to be here.
How was the journey? It's about vaccination. Mwisho wa lami.
God. You were not playing. When you made that TikTok saying ati, oh, nikikwambia naishi usicomplain naishi mbali. Kumbe you are not playing.
Mm-mm.
You were not playing.
About it. I said all I'm doing on my TikToks is reality and reality.
So unasikanga joke travel toka tao hadi huko 8 hours.
Did you have
to? Guess, boy.
Guys, this is my channel. Can you allow me to do what I can do to send away? But anyway, thank you for coming. Sparing time. I know you're a very busy lady.
The pleasure is all mine.
I know TV is also taking much of your time, which is nice.
Yeah, it's really good. It's mm-hmm. nice to be busy.
How is that coming along? And how do you feel being on TV as young as you are?
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
The show I'm producing is like a baby. So, tuko toddler stage. So, mm-hmm. bado ijazna kwa heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But like, so far, so good. Adi show yetu imekua kwa NGC.
Hey, my coffee! Woo! Nuru!
Yourself. So yeah, I'm really glad.
Mm.
As a young person, it's not as hard because CTN is actually well. Be you do your own show. I have mentors who are helping me. You know, because
yeah.
I'm just 21 and being a boss lady.
Now ringy.
The C ringy. Like I'm so humble.
Wow, if this is what we call humble.
This
then.
Is humility for
oh,
you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ebu so imagine if I tell you.
Kuishas.
Yeah.
TV yako.
Naku show.
But is this something like you really wanted ever since you were young? Like you always knew you wanted to be on TV, you wanted to do journalism, communication, and stuff like that?
I always knew I wanted to be in entertainment, okay. Regardless of. Like obviously nikiuliza ukiwa mtoto what do you wanna be? Mm. I'll say a journalist because mm-hmm. sasa ina make sense. Who is a musician?
Yeah. Mm.
Girl, the craze. So I'm a content creator. Ata content creators are awkward tukiwa like 3 years. Walikuwa
mm.
but the ata lazima ungekuwa kwa TV ndio hawa walikuwa ni comedians hata wako ni.
Because even the name content, content creator was not there.
Yeah, imekuja nimeijua juzi hata ndo nikaanza kusema. Digital content creator, nikuwa najita TikToker.
Talking about kujita TikTok, unajua watu wengi mpaka saa sijui na kuanga uchungu ama ni nini. When somebody is on TikTok and they are doing well, they start telling you, oh, where is this celebrity?
Ati weni TikToker, nasi unanijua nyote. I'm a celebrity, wanishanga
mimi. I thought it is just be famous and be popular.
Me even don't need that, but turns out me, I guess, actor.
Lakini you're happy kuna watu wengine wenda wazimu sana. Because they really try to humble you, wanakueka chini kabisa.
Na misery loves company, so obviously watu wako chini, they want you down there with
yeah,
them.
Because
yeah. it's
Because I never understand, why do you need to keep reminding people? Because I've even seen people do videos that, oh, you're just a TikToker, you're just, I'm like, okay.
Look at you trying to be a TikToker too.
That's the thing.
Like,
I mean, we might be roasted for this.
Currently, I'm being roasted on social media, so... You know, the usual, the norm, it happens every month.
Talking about you being roasted, so how do you usually feel about it? And apart from that, when you started your content creation journey, how what was in your mind initially?
So, my nikianza content,
okay,
like, okay, let me say, nikianza TikTok, nilingia kama hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, like... When I'm like, okay, Ajib is growing.
Yeah.
Ajib nilimjua akiwa ni like 1,000 followers. Nilikuwa like, mimi nilitoka musically tukapata afi mechenjwe kito tito like tulianza hiyo time. So but that, then it was for fun.
You should have omokad by now.
Sasa simi nikuwa nafanya for fun. Simi nikuwa nafanya tuzile za wazini.
Mimi ndo tunasema watutu inyo utakuwa nauliza. When Ajib was dancing and became a millionaire, where was
it? Excuse you, me I'm on my journey. It is a different journey. Let me remind you I'm 21 doing this great.
It's okay.
So yes,
I'm on a different journey. Same as mama wazazini walikuwa api watu waki grab shamba. The same
way. Ata aki grab late. I'm a politician wana grab sahi. See, bado they are doing well.
Oh. You people never lack away on how you... Mneza.
But anyway, nilianza kama... Okay, and then when I wanted to like want to be a content creator, nikaanza dance because I had asked kwa na dance, but nika realize as a dance, so I started doing dance, which went well until I started talking on. Ilianza kama get shared with me, and then people were liking, and then life progressed, and then I couldn't be able to do get shared with me's in the morning every day because unarakisha you have to be out. So I was like, the content I was gonna say the get shared with me, let me just do it like a video. And then when I did that, it like got numbers that I've never gotten before. So I was like, oh, so this is what you guys want from me. I can do that. I can yap. I can, in fact, I can't shut up. So this works for me.
Your story is actually very interesting. And if there's somebody out there who wants to start a TikTok account, what would you tell them? Or they want to get into content creation, do you think there's any benefits or there's any importance if they feel like they have the art within themselves?
Yeah, even if you don't have the art, start a TikTok. You're probably
Tunasema some people are forcing to do TikToks when they're not.
See, ananza ku lip sync. But like, you know, when you're pretty. Sometimes you don't need content. Ama, like, you just be creative. Anza tu content. You just start doing hadi wakati. Wezi realize nishiako without starting.
But somebody was telling me that it was actually Dana Kimani was telling me it's not about being pretty, because if it is being pretty, we have people who are pretty. Sometimes it takes grace. It's all about grace. And she was giving me an example of Claudia Naisabo. She was like, that lady, it's grace. It's pure grace.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know much about how you see this, Emma.
What is Emma Chotote?
Yeah.
Anyway, so like I said, our topic of discussion today is, does money really make people happy?
Ten minutes in and we haven't even talked about the money.
And one thing I want you to know, all those things we have talked about, money is involved. If it is content creation, you need an iPhone. That's money.
Me, I'm not using an iPhone and I'm okay.
What are you using?
Si wa brand. Wanilipe ndo ni waambie natumia nini. Mimi kuja ku advertise simu hapa, but I'm not using an iPhone.
Oh. And how do you feel as a content creator who's not using an iPhone?
Ebu sa imagine ningekuwa na iPhone. Wow. Kama bila iPhone, ninafanya hivi. Bila pesa na wasambaratisha.
Wewe ni ukare na kusumbua.
Imagine. So imagine money tu inguze hivi. Ay, 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 ay. Mimi na nani, anaitwa aje huwa mafuta. Elsa Majimbo.
Elsa Majimbo. Okay.
Master kwa humble. Unaona bila yuko humble. Acha mimi, no hint of humility. I'm playing God. God, please just spend the money.
We will remind you as Kenyans where you came from. Don't you see how we usually do that all the time? Kenyans like to remind her that, you know what? You're where you are because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and like... Yes. Misisi tumempe your viewership, your whatever.
Because the more we hate, the more ana grow. Do you actually know accounts that when you grow, most of them, and people are popular and successful, you watu when you go through hate.
Because come as the ad.
Watu wakikupenda, you're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere.
As the ad, ata hasemangi kitu. Unajua hiri mimi ni kireceive hate, I'm like,
there's this lady. Where Bobo?
So, mtu kama ziyad miata sile wangi bana mpate. Mtu kama mimi, yes, it's something I said, which is probably true. Ata kama sikuisema na hiyo ubaya yote, how you interpret my content is not the way I intended it. Yeah. But that's art. Kila mtu ata interpret me anataka. Which is okay. So some Tukama Azia, she just dances for us, does makeup, lipstick. Now, a lot of people still find a reason to hate. Hey, my God.
Uyani ule nituwezi, hata unashindo na mtu si sasa na nini. She's pretty, she has got everything, she's smart. Na bado tu mtu wana hate on her. Well, it's human, I tend to think. It's our behavior as Kenyans.
It's misery. Only miserable people do that, by the way. Yeah. Utapata mtu is doing well in life, is happy, ako contented with life, akienda huko kujaribu kufanya mtu akue sad because, oh, she has a collarbone. I mean, excuse you.
Yeah. Anyway, let us not shift from what we were supposed to do today.
We already did.
We did.
But money, yes, brings happiness.
Money brings happiness.
It does.
So would you date someone who doesn't have money?
No.
I saw somebody the other day say if they somebody wants to get their number to be with them, they have to pay 10,000 shillings.
After mina fani anze kufanya hivi.
So how much is your number?
For a number, bado sijaanza kucharge. Because hata nitakupea na sita kurespond. Because sasa, you know, as whether you like it or not, itakuwa controversial, itakubo, but sauta di. So men tend to be aggressive. Uspompea number, acha ameza. People even beaten up, watu wanatusiwa, people are strict. Juu ya number. Na mimi shuali, mimi na makucha zangu tuanze kupigana. Eh, chukua 07.
Chukua number.
Chukua, sinta kublock as soon as. Kwanza unajua they like call you to confirm. Sasa nishamaki number. The moment you walk away, block on the Insta, block on the Gmail, block on everything.
So what are some of the elements that, or some of the things you do with money that would make you, because you have actually agreed to the statement, money actually makes people happy.
It does.
So which angles or which aspects does this money make you happy? Or what does it do for you to make you happy?
Most people are miserable because of poverty. Most people, kitu ina stress watu ni, oh, sina school fees. Rent, that's what make people sad. Kama boy, atasema, atasezi pata manzi juu. Juu ya nini? Juu na do. So ungekuwa na do, ungelipa rent. Ungelipa, ungekuwa na stress to begin with. Ungekuwa tu na stress ya maybe dealing with your childhood trauma, which you can easily do because you can afford a therapist.
Wow.
Will you afford that without money? No. That's why we are miserable, because you don't have money yet.
Hey, okay, that's I didn't think of that side, but well, like you're saying, kuna kitu nina watu usema, ati, oh, if you have money, it comes with a lot of other problems that are not associated with poverty, but they're associated with money.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for example, you have money, unapata rich people problems, you start getting sick.
Nataka uniambi hizo rich people problems. Uniambie kama poor people don't have the same problems.
Number one, you can no longer walk.
What do you mean you can no longer walk?
I mean, for example, unaishi in an expensive place because you have the money.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, you cannot walk freely just like any other person. You feel like you're already a threat. Because you have the money.
Ayo ni paranoia yako. Sasa, because what do you mean?
I mean, unaweza kutana na Jimmy Wanjigi kwa street akitembea kama mwenda wazimu.
But, unajua wache ni kuambie, ata Jimmy Wanjigi na mimi, wote tutapigwa ngeta. Na ata sina, ata wakisha chukua isimu hivyo, umechukua net worth yangu yote. But mimi na Jimmy wote tutatakiwa. But okay, let's say that one. Iyo ni valid.
Valid. People also tend to think, I think this is just a myth, but people tend to think that people who have money wanapatanga magonjwa zenye poor people cannot even get.
Ndio hiyo ndio nilikuwa nataka tufike uniambie haya anza. Hiyo hata tumecancel hiyo ya kwanza ilikuwa valid. Hiyo paranoia because you can be attacked because you're rich, that's valid.
I've said it could be a myth because unaona anasema Mungu hawezi kupatia umaskini ufukara na kupatia diabetes utatibu na nini hata sukari yenyewe
kuafford. Wait, unajua diabetes by the way unaweza pasiwa inheritance. Wewe ndio
sasa una inherit aje na kwenye nini maskini hata hiyo.
Kwa nini umaskini imeanza?
Si imeenda
generation poverty.
Yeah.
Okay, diabetes valid, but kitu ingine, okay, diabetes hiyo ni valid, true. Lifestyle diseases ingine kama
diabetes. So yeah, so basically lifestyle diseases.
But unaweza treat diabetes na do. Na hiyo diabetes.
So then what is the joy of having the money?
If diabetes is you didn't get it because you have money. Mm-hmm. You got it because you have indiscipline with food. That's difference. Ata sisi wenye tuko medium bado tunaweza pata diabetes. Not because we are rich, it's because we don't have discipline with money, with food. We don't know how to tell our bodies, no, you've just eaten 2 minutes ago, you can't buy a whole cake again and eat it. You cannot stress eat.
So that's not money. Okay, that's nice. Okay, lifestyle diseases and all that stuff. It's cool. Now let me ask. People usually say with money or comes peace. So does it mean people who do not have money do not have peace?
They don't. They don't. Unalala aje na unadu.
Unalala aje.
Unaona hata when you oversleep at home, wana kutanga aje.
Kondo.
Ufu nuwadu unaishi.
Okay.
Governor, tajiri, CEO. Why?
Or when you're
because married. Only rich people sleep like the way they want. Mm-hmm. You're acting like a rich person because they have peace. Poor people can't even sleep.
But no, I thought it's the opposite because you know when you're rich, you want to maintain this wealth.
Yeah.
So your mind keeps thinking, how do I create more? How do I create more? Like in kama ni maskini na unajua budget yako inakuwa so mbili. Utangi so mbili. Like you have nothing to stress about because unajua at the end of the day na bebe ule maji mtungi tano, ule maji mtungi kumi so mbili yangu imeingia. Life goes on.
I think that's about discipline. Tena, like this is what all can agree. You just want more. That's a you problem, not a rich people problem.
Also, I'd love to know what is your take on when people keep saying, "Oh, pesa ni mali ya dunia."
Ni mali ya dunia, lakini tuko wapi?
Tuko dunia.
Exactly. So you need it. You need it. You need money.
Ata kama unasema, oh, yote ni vanity.
Yote ni vanity, but for the, your 50 years, 70, however long you. Manage to live, you need that money. Not a year afterlife, tuna promise you and your money won't be anything. We're not even sure. Like, okay, Christianity and all that, but like, are you really sure? Like if you could sure, kuna afterlife, we don't know.
So what about this thing of Harry Ulie kwenye Range Rover?
Period. Say it aloud.
So honestly speaking, you would rather cry?
I would rather. Juu sasa kwa boda unacheka nini? Ni nini fani na huna do cause ukiwa kwa range
ni nini fani
kwa range shida. Okay, this is, let me ukumalizie ile kusema mashida za matajiri kitu kama depression. Unadhani poor people are not depressed because of their state?
Yeah, you need to have stress panga depression na njia mostly yao inakuanga amekunywa chai asubuhi. Ajua chakula nini na so kuna stress ya chakula nini.
Na mtoi ajasoma. Hana fees.
No.
Mtoi ni msik.
Trust me, for some of them it never bothers them. Me, I've seen parents or families where mtu anambia mtu wake, sina unataka nifanya aje, kaa tu kwa mlango, sina.
Family planning, guys. Please.
Very key.
Bana. Si must. Hata watoto si must.
Eh?
Watoto si mas. Kama una do, mbona sa ulete mtoi akuje kuteseka?
Mbona jo kisema yu wanasema watoi yu wanakamna sahani yao?
Sahani kwa empty, lazima uweke food kwa hiyo sahani. No, una do. Una do.
Sasa mtu mwenye ana do na anataka kuwa na watu, honestly speaking,
see, like
iko ndani yake ana feel tu mimi nataka kuwa mzazi, nataka kuwa na
unataka kuwa mzazi ama unataka kuwa an abusive parent? Kama unataka kuwa na
unaweza wa love, unaweza love.
No love na nini surely?
Si una wa love na upendo wa Yesu.
Ai. Wewe unaekea Yesu too much responsibility. Hii ingine ni yako as a parent to get money. If you really, really, really want to be a man. Kwanza unaona watu wanasema, oh me, I want 5 kids. And you're not doing anything about your pocket. 5 kids aje? Like, 5 kids ndo watu mshago.
Tukianza kurizon hivyo, kila mse atasema, oh me, I don't have enough to cater for a child.
Exactly. So do not give birth until
you have enough. No, I'm saying, if we keep saying that, then we will not even procreate. Because
people
everyone
will
be
procreate.
Like, the only money I have
and
is enough.
And you think everyone is broke?
Not everyone is broke.
Eh.
But the thing is, ile nye watu wako nao atakuwa nasema, it's not enough for me to bring kids to this world.
Exactly.
Because I cannot even fully, like,
take care of yourself.
Fund the life I want.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that is how it should be. If you really, 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 really want kids, work hard so that you can have a con. Ata ukiona ndege inaenda kutaga. Sina tengeneza nest kwanza. Inajishtukanga kwanza. Oh, nikona mayai, sina nest. No.
So metutusi, like watu ni wajinga kuliko ndege. Because ndege inatengeneza nest kwanza.
Si watusi. When do we jam, juu na relate.
Okay, naniambia ukweli. Kwani tulikuwa tunaambiana ukweli on set?
Una jam junior yetu juu kama ndege mwenye hana intelligence ya human beings. Anajua you have to prepare before you bring something here. Wewe mbona usiprepare? Mbona usiprepare? Hata wewe kama boy ama kama manzi, ukiita boy ama chali kwako, si unang'arisha kwanza? Na si ung'arishe mfuko yako kabla ulete mtu. Do you know how expensive kids are?
No.
Umetembea kwa Ailea Diapers ukaangalia? Umeenda kwa clinic ukauliza bei ya?
I just know it's expensive.
It is. It is. And you don't not only need money, you need mental stability. Because tuko na very damaged kids wengi. Sana hata si pesa tu. Mental. Please go see a therapist before you give birth.
And that is why we actually have Seed for Hope Foundation. Because here we are creating space for people to come and vent and basically get that space where they can offload some of these things. Because it's true, we are really bringing depressed kids into the space, and it's not fun, it's not beautiful.
And then when parents get a kid and they can't take care of this kid, wananza ku project their frustration towards the kid. Nasieli, like, no offense to all parents, we really love you and thank you so much for bringing us into this world, but it is not our fault that we are in this world. Atukutuma application, so you cannot be projecting your frustration towards a kid. Na hiyo ndio italia a bad, like, damaged kid. Ka ungekuwa na do, ungekuwa na stress zingine sasa. Like, at least one is...
And that is what makes me ask you. Do you think it is the right or the responsibility of parents to make sure watengeneze watoto wao njia?
Yes.
Because some parents don't. The only thing they think they should do is take you to school and that's it.
And that's crazy, because when you're older, they will start expecting the investments to have
black
money.
Black tax.
Your investment won't yield if you didn't invest. You have to actually invest, not just give back.
I love that this is the kind of conversations the generation right now is having, because parents need to understand, if you want us to give back to you, you must also help us in making the way as we grow up.
Ni kama ile kitu, sorry to digress toka do tena, ni kama ile kitu ya ati you need to respect older people. True, you do need to respect. I'm not saying, msini quote, mseme, oh, but she said, no, I'm not saying you should disrespect older people. But if older people serve you disrespect back to back, I don't think you are obligated to respect them. Because respect is a two-way
traffic. It's both ways, it's both ways.
Ati unakuja na niongelesha vibaya, but just because you were born 60 years before me, I'm supposed to care. Kwani mimi sina emotions?
Wow.
Ata kama nimekuja 30 years later, I still feel disrespected. I still get angry.
Na tulisema pia, old people grow foolish. Another thing, one statement, even old people grow foolish.
That's crazy, crazy.
You know, there's this famous quote I've been dealing with, that there's no glory in poverty.
Real.
So people have to pull all the strides, pull all their together so that they can actually be able to look for this money.
So you do agree with me, there's no
actually I do agree.
So
everybody needs to look for money.
Yeah,
we all need to look for money.
Oh, nangi vile tukiwa hata na katao vile tuko happy.
Kozi bitterness yote pia tunapatanga online. Ni mashida tu watu wako nazo.
Na zinaletwa na nini? 90% of them ni money.
Pesa.
Zingine ni frustration. Maybe boss wako anakufrustrate. But guess mbona anakufrustrate? Juu ana do.
Ni ukweli.
Like, kila mtu angekuwa na do, let me tell you, this would be a very happy world.
And that makes me ask you, do you think it is okay to love somebody because they have money?
A man ama a woman.
Both. These days it's both.
Because just the only reason is because you have money. That's a bit mean. That's a bit mean. But if you're doing it for survival, bag is bag, man.
Do you know?
But if you're doing it to get a lifelong partner, that's really not nice.
Because pesa pia isa zingine inapanda, inashuka.
It's not even about kupanda kushuka. It's like, imagine as a girl, if a man only loves you because you're pretty. Njevile inatubo sana. Because like,
what the hell? Yani, you feel like there's nothing else I can do apart from just
other than beauty. But I think kama umependa mtu and one of the reasons is because they have money, there's nothing wrong with that. Because no offense to all gents out there, but that is the truth. Beauty, the way the beauty of a man is money, the way the beauty of a woman is her actual beauty. So in a changia, it just makes it better. Like, we can also love somebody who's not necessarily attractive. But if they're attractive, it makes it easier, don't you think?
That's true, absolutely. Well, if you're still watching or still tuned to watch us up to this time, tunakwambia je, subscribe guys.
Subscribe. Brandy Mora. I also do have a YouTube channel.
You all need to go and visit her
please,
page.
Please, manzi.
And then you subscribe kwake.
Ni Brandy Tumora, like every social media platform, in fact.
You made it easy
just,
for people.
Utafutu
na upatikani.
Anywhere, to ata ukienda LinkedIn, utafute Brandy Mora, you shall find me. And imeandi kwa po unemployed, so please give me a job.
This episode has been sponsored by the three events organizers. If you wish to travel, you wish to get a package where you want to tour around the country or even outside the country, you can reach out to them. They have their WhatsApp number that will be playing on this screen. And aside from trips, they also do event planning, MC services, decorations, and many more other services. Well, I want to say thank you so much for coming today.
The pleasure.
And before we conclude, I would just love you to give us a party. parting shot?
We have had so many topics, so I don't know which parting shot.
Whatever you want to say to us today.
Money is very important in your life. Mm. Na simanishi kama huna, you should be sad, no? Hata mi sina, but look at how happy I am. Imagine, sa imagine ningekuwa na mo. Money is important. And yeah, that's it. Money is important. And parents, please, good planning before you get kids. Even if it's an accident and you have morals zenye zinakukataza to get rid of it. In your 9 months, please, please, please toil and prepare some space for your baby, your gift from the heavens.
Well, from this end, that's the much you can say, and my parting shot would be mazungumzo kama si ya pesa, tafadhali punguza. Cut. Until next time, it's been your boy D. Melanin King. Bye, Ruth.